Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this daily personal empowerment Law of Attraction Get Your Life Together podcast. And today we're going to talk about reinventing yourself. So important on a regular basis to reinvent ourselves. Why? Well, the reason is that things change, energy changes, people change, needs change. For example, if you were huge in the buggy whip business when Henry Ford started putting out all those automobiles, and you doubled down on that business, you said, look, I'm going to make the best buggy whip ever, and I'm going to sell more of them than before. Well, you might have had good intentions, but the truth of the matter is that you needed to reinvent yourself. Maybe make the best steering wheel covers or leather covers for seats or something like that. You get the idea. You have to reinvent yourself. You have to be on top of the game. You don't want to get stuck in the same old way. Let me share another example. Maybe this will help. I had a friend who came up to visit me. Actually, it was a client. And he came up to visit me many years ago from Athens, Georgia. And nice guy, very intelligent, had a great job, couldn't find a woman. Couldn't find a woman to save his life. He was desperate to find love. And like I said, he wasn't a bad-looking guy. Had things going for him in the right direction. And one day we're sitting out back, and it was a sunny afternoon, and we were having maybe a beer or something like that. And he was barefooted. And I noticed his nails were like, I mean, they look like, I don't know, they look like from a movie or something, you know, some kind of one of those scary movies. And then I looked at his fingernails, which I had never done before. And they were long. And I said to him, I said, Mark, if you want to attract somebody special into your life, doesn't it make sense to treat yourself as special as well? Maybe you ought to think about trimming those things. And he said, real defensive-like, ah, look, if a woman doesn't want me the way I am, I don't want her. Okay, I understand his point of view. Yes, I do. I do understand his point of view. But the point I'm trying to make is that by reinventing yourself on a regular basis, you're upgrading your standards, or you're at least changing them to be more relevant to your desires and your goals at the time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with not trimming your nails if that's the way you want to live, kind of rough on shoes and socks. But the point is that it turns a lot of people off. It pushes a lot of people away. So why not reinvent yourself? You get the idea.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
So I'm going to share with you some ways to reinvent yourself. And these are simple ways. These are not like real deep, magical, esoteric ways. They're just fun ways that you can reinvent yourself. Number one, cut your hair or put a little color in it. You can change the way you look, the way you come across to people, just by lightening your hair or darkening your hair and putting a new cut to it. You know, when I decided to get out of the advertising and marketing business, I said to myself, I want to focus on empowering people's lives and helping people achieve their dreams and goals through the law of attraction. And as I got deeper into that business, the business I'm in now, I realized that I needed to reinvent myself. Now, if you go on YouTube and you look at some videos from even 10 years ago, I look completely different. One of the things I did is I shaved my head. I didn't want any of my attention to be on anything but me. And I noticed that if my head was shaved, I was clean, I was concise, I was pointed. There wasn't any misdirection all over the place. And I wanted to come across as focused. And I noticed that guys who shave their head tend to look and come across as very focused. One of them was Wayne Dyer, who began shaving his head. But there's a number of others, you know. So there you go. Bruce Willis is another example. I just like shaving my head. I like the way it feels now. I can't imagine that I would have ever said that in my 20s, but I'm saying it now. I've reinvented myself. Okay? You can reinvent yourself too. Do something with your hair. Maybe you want to grow a beard or mustache if you are a male. Now, if you are a female, I have to tell you, reinventing yourself by allowing your lip hair to grow is not a positive way unless you're going after a very niche market. Okay? But if you're a guy, perhaps, you know, a lot of guys are growing these big, heavy beards now. I'm not into it. I have a small goatee. But if you are into it, maybe now's the time. I think that people, men that have these big, heavy beards, oftentimes are taken as wise. I'm just sharing some ideas with you. Maybe a mustache. How about spending a few dollars on some new clothing? Upgrade your clothing. I mean, if you're wearing the same old stuff all the time with the same old colors, it's time to upgrade yourself. So go shopping. How about, you know, if you wear glasses all the time, considering contact lenses or LASIK surgery? And if you want to continue to wear glasses, maybe a new pair of frames. Now, again, these are all fun. They're kind of superficial ways of reinventing yourself, but you get the idea. Hermes, the great mystic, said, as above, so below, as within, so without. So as you begin to change yourself, even in small ways, things begin to change in your life. How about making some plans? I think sitting down and making plans for a trip is a wonderful way to reinvent yourself. You may not take the trip, or you may not take it right now, but why not plan it out? You remember the movie The Bucket List? Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Why not make a bucket list and put 10 important things that you really want to do before you die? And start going through that bucket list. You know, you can always add to it, by the way. If you get all 10 filled up, it doesn't mean you have to end your life. It just means you need to add more to your bucket list. But start with 10. 10 things you really want to do before you die. Start a workout routine and stick with it. Join a gym. Don't talk about joining a gym. Do it. Because once you join the gym, once you start showing up, you are a part of a new energy. It's a new energy field. The people at the gym are in a different energy field than the people that are sitting around, you know, eating Cinnabons. How about buying a new car and keeping it clean? Changes how you feel about yourself, changes your energy, changes everything. Declutter your home. Get rid of the damn clutter in your house. That stuff just clutters your mind along with your house. How about joining a club or an association? Do something positive for somebody. Perhaps a Lions Club or a Rotary Club or a Kiwanis Club or a yoga group or something. But find something that you can get involved in. Why not sit down with your family and talk about beginning a new family tradition? You know, traditions are fun, but they're even more fun when you get a chance to create them. So why not create a new family tradition? Change your diet. Get rid of the carbs. Get rid of the low vibrational food. You know what I'm talking about. The food that has GMOs and is overly processed. Anything that you have to open up in a package probably isn't a natural food. You know what I'm saying? There may be some exceptions, but pretty much see if you can move your life away from packages and into eating natural foods. Well, you know, I think taking up a hobby can be absolutely wonderful. Joining a meetup group, starting a meetup group, starting a workout routine, a walking routine, a reading routine where you're buying books for your library every single week and you're reading. If you don't read the whole book, you can read at least the key chapters in that book. Oh, there's so much that you can do to reinvent yourself. One of the things you can do is claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. I mean, it's a blast. When we get together, we're going to blow it up. We're going to find out what's causing you to not get to the next level because you deserve it. You're running your business. You're working hard. You're building an empire. You have goals. You have dreams. You seem to get very close, but no cigar. Maybe you're in a relationship that's stuck and just not going anywhere. Look, you can buy all the downloadable courses and the free ebooks you want. There's nothing that replaces personal one-on-one. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching today at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Be sure and read our articles and leave a comment. We love you for doing it. I want to remind you, on Facebook, we have Robert Zink, Z-I-N-K, official page. Come join me there because we are going to start doing some, what do they call that? A Facebook telecast or webcast, and you're going to be able to participate. It's going to be free. It's going to be fun. You're going to learn a lot, and it's going to be empowering. Okay, we are out of time. We are going to be in Salt Lake City in October. We're going to be in Portland in October. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to keep you informed. Thank you so much for listening and sharing our podcast on Facebook. Have a great day. Bye-bye.